Hey guys, welcome to a special episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Yes, Erski.
We're not doing a blind ranking today. Nothing usual. Nothing on our normal.
Sort of on our normal.
Somewhat of our normal. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
In a way.
Yeah. We'd be throwing these around from time to time.
So we're going to be doing a nice little tier list. Usually you've seen us do movie theater snacks.
Yep.
All sorts of tier lists. We've done Spider-Man Stoots.
Yep.
TV shows, right?
TV shows. I believe we did all of the MCU movies.
All the MCU movies.
We're going to have to retouch that, by the way.
We definitely have to.
Yep.
Still movies.
MCU.
Still MCU. We're going trilogies.
Yeah. It's a fun one.
This is going to be a fun one. Would you like me to start it off?
Absolutely, Tyler.
This one's going to really hurt the audience. And I'm sorry. Big fan of the guy. Could be the GOAT. He's the man. You know how Logan's the X-Man?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Iron Man at number 6.
Ooh, hot take.
Yeah.
But not really, because those movies are kind of terrible.
The first one, good.
I really enjoyed the second one. I get it, though. I get it.
I was going to backtrack on my thoughts, because... I have some more details with these rankings.
Yes. My number 6, I felt like if you guys have been around for a little bit, you guys will fully expect this one. Number 6 is going to be Ant-Man on my list. Mm. And I'm just also going to toss out here the worst of the trilogy, which also should not be shocking for the viewers here, is going to be Quantumania, a.k.a. Ant-Man and the Wasp, garbage. Because that whole movie is terrible. Mm. What is your least favorite Iron Man?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, okay.
Without a doubt.
I think we all can agree on that.
I think
one.
My favorite...
Mm-hmm. Has to be number one, right?
I might go to for only one reason.
The suit up scene?
The War Machine... Iron Man and War Machine.
Oh, in the dome?
Yeah.
That does go crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Could use some dome. But that was a fire fight scene, actually. The only downside of that fight scene, which is a qualm that I have in that film, which we will end up doing that trilogy, believe it or not, we will, is that his suit, Whiplash's big suit in the dome fight, is just like Obadiah's in the first one, just with a whip. They look very similar.
And you're actually so right.
I hate that.
Yeah, that is. He probably just, you know, took some plays out of the playbook there.
Yeah. My number 5.
What's your favorite Ant-Man?
Ugh. One.
Okay. I mean.
Yeah.
I probably would say the same thing.
Yeah. But my number 5 is actually going to be the man, the myth, the legend, Iron Man.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
If they're just not super great films.
They're
my
really
least
not.
Favorite. Going to be number 3.
Yeah. Number 3 is just.
There's one good scene in it. Actually, I take that back. There's like 2 or 3 overall. But in a 2-hour movie? You gotta have more than 2 or 3.
I think the scenes I like in Iron Man 3, which is kind of like a weird thing to say, but like his PTSD.
Oh yeah, I love that they talked like they bring that up.
Him having like panic attacks, forgetting the kid's name. Gotta be better there. Gotta be better.
Oh yeah, I forgot that is in 3.
He's great.
He is great. And he also, sorry to cut you off, Tyler.
Yeah.
I sound garbage, don't I? And that is because I've got the suds. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tyler, please continue. The kid, fantastic.
Also in Infinity War. Gun. Actually, Endgame, sorry.
Endgame, correct.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that threw a lot of people for a loop.
Mm-hmm. He should be a little Iron Man variant. Or not variant, but...
I know what you mean. Like Armor Wars?
Yeah.
He was super techie.
Like Ironheart.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah. That would have been a good segue. Already introduced.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me what your number 5 is.
My number 5 is going to be Thor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your least favorite Thor? This is fun asking.
Come on.
Let the people hear
it. It's probably up there for the or top 3 worst MCU films.
Okay.
And it's Thor Love and Thunder, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and lock that.
That's a rough movie in a rough time for Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Rough time for Marvel.
That one hurts.
It really does. Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and give the people number 4?
You want me to give you number four?
Yeah, why not?
Ant-Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crept up above Thor. That's crazy.
What's your... The only reason I did it is because the only Thor movie I like is Thor 1.
Okay.
Besides the dyed eyebrows.
Yeah.
Great film.
Agreed, agreed. I mean, Thor 2 is great.
Yeah. The villain, Dark Elves.
It could have been so much better.
It was very mid.
Yeah.
After watching it.
When that movie first came out, you're like, this is
If you would have asked me a couple of years ago, Ragnarok's probably been my favorite.
Yeah. It's not, for sure.
It's really not. After we doing our movie reviews.
It's definitely the second worst.
It's because of us getting literally just shoved with Marvel comedy movies that it just has a bad stain to it now.
It does.
But yeah, that's my number four. And you want to give me my least favorite out of Ant-Man?
Why not?
Quantumania.
Okay, let's go. That's my dog right there. That's my dog right there.
I got you
there. My number four.
Okay.
The man. Thor.
Sorry.
So I was pointing at the hammer.
Yeah. Not happy birthday.
It is his birthday, guys. Wish him happy birthday in the comments. Least favorite. Thor Love and Thunder. Obviously.
Come on.
Unlucky. Because it could have been so great.
I just need them to come out with a... I mean, the fact that we're getting a fifth Thor movie is crazy. And the fact that we're getting a fifth Thor movie and it's needed is even crazy.
It's crazy. Agreed. Agreed.
You know? We need justice for Thor. We need justice for Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
This is going to be a... Actually, I'm going to stop right there. I don't want to get canceled.
And then for my number three... My number three.
Yeah.
We got the young teenager. I got Spidey at my number three.
What?
Yeah, I got Spidey at my number three. I feel like
interesting.
I feel like that was a lock for what we have left. I mean, my opinion, least favorite's gonna be, you're gonna have to help me with this because I always get them wrong.
No Way Home.
Yeah, the last one with all
no
of
way
them.
Home.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a home.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's definitely my least favorite. We've had this discussion.
You want to beat it around it? Say it again?
Yeah, it's just an event. It was not that good, and it was a fan service. Anyway, why don't you go ahead and tell me what your bronze medal winner is?
My bronze is going to Cap.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy
out
of you. That's crazy work. What's your least... This is going to be tough. What's your least favorite? That's hard, right? That's
it
so
is,
hard.
It's really
you
tough.
Have quite arguably the best origin.
Winter Soldier's not in that debate.
That's
It's first Avenger or Civil War.
Which is crazy because Civil War has every right to be an Avenger movie.
Yeah, so that's I think that's why it would probably be the worst out of the three.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a hot take. Just because it's not really a Captain America movie.
That made me so sick to my stomach. I don't know if I even want to finish this tier list with you.
It's not a Captain America movie.
It's not.
It's an Avenger movie.
Agreed. But guess what? It says Captain America Civil War on it. So
yeah, I know. But...
That's crazy. Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
First Avenger is just such a...
It's a
top-notch
origin story. It's the best origin story by far. It clears everything.
And I love origin stories.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tough. Cause that's hard for me to...
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. You want me to give you my number two? Or
give him
the
silver medal winner.
Spider-Man.
I kind of saw that one coming.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt.
You're going to say the one with Mysterio.
Homecoming.
Oh, really?
No, Far From Home's the best one. The best one out of the three.
That's the one with Mysterio?
Yeah.
Sorry, I get those so confused.
Far
dude.
From Home's...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like...
Homecoming, I don't like. And the reason why I don't like it...
Okay, that's fair.
...is because, you know, Iron Man's kind of saving the day.
Yeah, that is valid.
You know?
That is valid. I mean, granted...
Far
like,
From Home's
like, what,
a little bit...
15, 16 in this movie?
Yeah, but
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
We've had this argument before.
And
it's Spider-Man. He's a superhero.
Correct. Correct.
You know? Yeah. He took that... He made that decision.
I agree with that.
You know? Far From Home is my favorite. You know why?
Why?
Because there's... I mean, we have Edith...
Yeah, Edith is fine. We have arguably
not
top
really
three.
Saving the day, kind of screwing up the day.
Correct.
You know, he's learning from his mistakes.
Which he should have learned. That should all but should have been the first one.
Yeah, 100%.
He should have been okay in the second, but well, whatever.
I said that also when we were doing the trilogy breakdown.
Yeah.
That if Far From Home was the first Spider-Man movie to come out for Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I think the Tom Holland, like a lot more people would enjoy Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I agree with that.
If Homecoming didn't exist, literally.
Yeah.
And Far From Home was the first one.
Yeah.
And then you backed it with No Way Home. I mean, I know.
No, I agree with what you're saying. Like, yeah, no, those are two heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters.
Agree.
Because Far From Home is a banger of a movie.
We get Jake Gyllenhaal in the MCU. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, and also
Fart?
We get...
Incredible.
And I'm gonna say this because I know Secret Wars is absolutely... No, sorry. Not Secret Wars. Secret Invasion is...
Dog shit.
It's dog shit. But the post-credit scene of us finding out that Nick Fury is a Skrull, insane.
Mm-hmm.
So excited for that. Mm-hmm. Didn't play out well.
Unlucky.
One bit.
Unlucky, yeah.
But I did enjoy that. And obviously, it's a solo. It's a real, an actual, genuine solo movie.
I agree with that.
And that's why I liked it.
I feel that. Yeah. I like that a lot, actually.
Now.
My number two.
Let's hear your
My
next.
Silver medal.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm being honest with you guys, I'm not super competitive, and I think silver's a lot cooler than gold. So, personally, number two
personally,
has always been my favorite.
Yeah.
Granted, that's not how this tier list is going. I just want to throw that out there for funsies. My number two is going to go to Cap.
Yeah.
And which means we both have number one, which is, I mean, that's my dog right there. Number two, my least favorite's going to go to the origin story. It's the best origin story that we've ever had. By far, it clears. But unfortunately, it's still an origin story. You can only do so much with them. And I would say that this is the ceiling of origin stories. You can't get any better than this.
Yeah. If Far From Home was an origin story.
Correct.
We would have an argument there. You know?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not. But yeah. I like what you're...
We would have an argument there.
I'm stepping in what you're shitting in. Or whatever that phrase is.
Not even close.
I'm smelling what you're shitting in, I think is what it is. That's all
I've never
what
heard that. Never heard that in my life.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There it is.
That works.
That's the one I know.
Okay. Yeah. But... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Civil War and Winter Soldier, they really did it for
me. Yeah.
I mean, God, we've been hanging out, especially during the holidays, for going on, 8 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every time that we, go to bed at 7 a.m. on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve night, whatever we're going to call that, we always end up ripping Winter Soldier. I think 3 years ago, we, randomly did, the Hulk, which was kind of fire. I enjoyed it. But it doesn't touch Winter Soldier.
Mm-mm. The first Incredible Hulk, by the way.
There's only been one.
There's only one, which
is for the MCU.
Crazy, by the way.
Correct. And then, do you just want to get a countdown for
them?
Let's
do a countdown. You ready?
Yeah.
On go.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Captain Marvel.
That's not a trilogy.
Let's go. We got it.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Two of them. Count them as a trilogy. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean.
Come on.
What are we talking about
here? The third one is like...
Goated with the sauce, even?
Top three. Top five.
Yeah.
We really have to rank those. Put some thought on that.
Yeah. I mean, High Evolutionary was unbelievable. That whole movie gave me a roller coaster of emotions.
Just a rocket.
I gave it an entire 10. I put my entire... into that. That movie... They James Gunn really is just saucing up everything here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Guardians is just, it's hands down the best trilogy. I could rip the whole thing in one sitting.
Oh,
with ease.
Easily.
Like,
I mean.
What's your least favorite? Can I call it? Because I think I know what it is.
You know what it is. Number two.
Yeah.
With ego. The reason why is because James Gunn got fired halfway in between.
Yep.
And for me,
yep.
I can see the director change.
Yeah.
Like the way the camera angles are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the face zooms came in, I think, second half of the movie, and I'm not a fan of those face zooms.
That's fair.
Which is a crazy little detail to talk about. I'm probably going to get ripped for it.
Who cares?
But, come on.
That's why you're a movie aficionado.
Yeah.
That's why you're on the podcast.
That's why I'm on the podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my dog
Billions
right there.
Billions of views.
He's talking about the little minute details.
Yeah.
I bet y'all didn't even know about that. Ah!
They probably didn't.
No.
But just the fact that I said that.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, you have no life.
Yeah, of course.
Go touch some grass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to touch grass.
We don't have a lot of grass out here.
I'm an inside kind of guy.
Retweet.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Retweet. I'm going to DoorDash.
I'm going to DoorDash. Even though there's a McDonald's 3 minutes away.
Tops.
You know, game it up.
Yep.
That's my life. That's what I do. That's what I like.
Yeah.
So if you have a fucking problem with
Jesus
that,
Christ.
Go fuck yourself.
Can I give them my least favorite? So I want to make sure you got that all out of your system.
Yeah.
My least favorite, which I feel like this might be a little bit weird.
Touch grass. Okay?
He did. I mean, he did.
Yeah.
That's super real.
Very real.
Is it going to be number one?
Didn't buy it off Temu.
Definitely not. Didn't cost 8 cents. And got...
Picked it off my yarn myself. My yarn.
Yeah, of course. Because it's woven.
English is my first language, by the way.
Eighth for
my
me.
My garden. My lawn.
Lawn.
My yarn.
Your, what do they call it in the UK? Oh, I think they call it the garden. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think.
The garden. Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
Mm. Anyways, continue on.
My least favorite's going to be number one.
Really?
Yeah. And number two, I absolutely love. I love Ego.
Ego's a great
story. Was fantastic. Obviously, we get the whole like Nebula and Gamora starts off awful, ends up working together, which I really loved. It was just fantastic. And I mean, neither of them, unfortunately, hold a candle to three, which is crazy to say because I believe we both have every one of those in nines. I think your Guardians 2 is a 9 flat. I might be wrong on that.
Maybe.
Might be 8.
Yeah, it could be high 8s.
I believe that Guardians is overall the highest ranked on average
for 100%, us. Easily.
And, I mean, number 2 is Cap for us.
Yeah. And number 1, I mean,
actually,
Chris Pratt still has his hairline, receding hairline, so, like, that's kind of an L.
I just honestly...
I know that pain, but...
Yeah, me too.
He's bald.
Bald!
I saw that on your last episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like adult Groot, if I'm being honest with you. That doesn't do it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That actually pisses me the fuck off. He's the best Groot.
Oh, see, I disagree with that.
He's the best Groot.
Best Groot is when he's in the planter and he's dancing. To Jackson 5.
Baby Groot.
Yeah, but like that specific baby Groot. Because
wait, you're taking teenage Groot over... grown-ass man group? There's no
maybe
way.
Maybe not.
Okay.
But also, I
would've been
teenage
hot.
Groot is also in 3, and I just wouldn't touch anything with 3. I wouldn't do anything to
him. He's more of a young adult. In 3.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What am I thinking? Teenagers and...
Teenagers, like Infinity War, Endgame.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
Okay.
Garbage.
Actually, I'm going to take that grown-ass man... Number 3 Groot's the best.
The Guardians 3?
Yeah.
He's a tank. He's a tank.
Yeah. He's second, third is...
Yeah.
Is baby Groot. Oh, no, sorry.
I know what you mean. So it would be tank, adult, baby, then teenage.
Teenage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much attitude.
Yeah, I
agree. Pissed me off way too much.
Dang, Groot. Whoa! You kiss your mother with that mouth? What are we talking about? Jeez, anyway.
That's grown Groot.
This.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, and it's on your shelf.
I didn't make this. Also, my grandpa's in this. Like, what do you expect me to do here? That's literally his ashes.
Oh, that's on me.
That is on you. That's crazy.
That's on me.
That's actually grandpa and great-grandpa.
Do you put your grandpa in your least favorite
I had no thing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
They both died, and then my mom was like... Do you want their ashes?
This went.
And I was like, I don't
this went south.
Need them. I've already got 2 people's ashes in my room. I'm not trying to have a cemetery in my room. And she's like, okay. And then I saw her for the holidays. She goes, this is your grandpa, great-grandpa. You like Groot. I was like, I do like Groot. So he's hanging out there.
Okay.
Anyway, if you guys wouldn't mind making that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing while you're at it, give us a thumbs up. Fun little confetti out there. And... comment what you guys would do ranking the trilogies. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you give us a little breakdown of your least favorites? Maybe even throw in a couple favorites.
I know I'm going to get ripped for Iron Man at 6.
That is crazy.
Actually, a good amount of my list. I'm probably going to get ripped.
I think a lot of it's okay. I think you might have, like, 2 bad ones, which is Ant-Man and honestly,
Cap.
No, I was going to say Ant-Man and Iron Man. I think Cap is okay because, I mean, at this point, if the people should know, you do got a special place in your heart for Spidey.
I do like Spidey.
So, that's like same thing with like you and Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's your doll right there.
Yeah. And I'm only going to see Silver Surfer in the old Fantastic Four.
Well, we'll see.
There's nothing to see.
You're spiraling right now. We need you to not
spiral. I mean, it is a comic character in the new one, so like I like it. Oops, same thing as Silver Surfer. It's okay, you know. Yeah. Just not like the one I like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Hey, I feel like you were crawling out of the spiral, and then we started to re-spiral out at the end. So
I'm tweaking now.
Yeah, you're fully tweaking. A lot of coffee in you, I guess. Once again, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We've been the Watchers.
Yeah.
Peace. Damn, butt grease.
Yeah.